She called him Felix, which meant lucky to her. He was a middle distance runner. She didn't take him seriously, but shifted in her seat when he walked by. He thought her plain, but sensual in some way. She licked the corner of her mouth thoughtfully. Wore her skirts above the knee. He told her a story about a pair of green and gold yarn gloves that he'd been given. It was with a sting of recognition that she realized he'd given those gloves to her. When he left, it had the feel of a little tradition. Left solitude to the wind, but when you leave again, leave something of you with them. Tie your fishing lines to the fence posts and do your best to reel them in. The candle flickers. You measure mortals by unsturdy things. Tear leaves off of the sycamore, pin down the butterfly's wing. I never knew it got this cold in August here in Tucson. Lonely in the evening, there's nothing here to hold the heat. The sun goes down, it floats off and is lost. Anyway, you got a jacket, tell me where you got that necklace. He looked across the parking lot, at the path under the highway. At the mouth of it, a man slung bags of cans across his back. He coughed and he turned back to the table. She told him a story about a hand-embroidered pillow that she'd been given. It was with a sting of recognition he realized she'd given him that pillow. When she left, it had the feel of a little tradition. So lash solitude to the wind, but when you leave again, leave something of you with her. Tie your fishing lines to fence posts and do your best to reel them in. The candle flickers. You measure mortals by unsturdy things. Tear leaves off of the sycamore, pin down the butterfly's wing. Tear leaves off of the sycamore, pin down the butterfly's wing. Tear leaves off the sycamore, pin down the butterfly's wing.